I gushed that he was my favorite novelist, and then gave him a brief life history, including my work at Maine and my meetings with Torrijos. He asked if I was the consultant who had written an article about the United States getting out of Panama. In the Boston Globe, if I recall correctly. I was flabbergasted. A courageous thing to do, given your position, he said. Won't you join me? I moved to his table and sat there with him for what must have been an hour and a half. I realized as we chatted how very close to Torrijos he had grown. He spoke of the general at times like a father speaking about his son. The general, he said, invited me to write a book about his country. I'm doing just that. This one will be nonfiction, something a bit off the line for me. I asked him why he usually wrote novels instead of nonfiction. Fiction is safer, he said. Most of my subject matter is controversial. Vietnam, Haiti, the Mexican Revolution. A lot of publishers would be afraid to publish nonfiction about these matters. He pointed at the New York Review of Books, where it lay on the table I had vacated. Words like those can cause a great deal of damage. Then he smiled. Besides, I like to write fiction. It gives me much greater freedom. He looked at me intensely. The important thing is to write about things that matter, like your Globe article about the canal. His admiration for Torrijos was obvious. It seemed that Panama's head of state could impress a novelist every bit as much as he impressed the poor and dispossessed. Equally obvious was Green's concern for his friend's life. "It's a huge endeavor," he exclaimed, taking on the giant of the North. He shook his head sadly. "I fear for his safety." Then it was time for him to leave. "Must catch a flight to France," he said, rising slowly and shaking my hand. He peered into my eyes. "Why don't you write a book?" He gave me an encouraging nod. "It's in you. But remember, make it about things that matter." He turned and walked away. Then he stopped and came back a few steps into the restaurant. "Don't worry," he said. "The general will prevail. He'll get the canal back." Torrijos did get it back. In that same year, 1977, he successfully negotiated new treaties with President Carter that transferred the canal zone and the canal itself over to Panamanian control. Then the White House had to convince the U.S. Congress to ratify it. A long and arduous battle ensued. In the final tally, the canal treaty was ratified by a single vote. Conservatives swore revenge. When Graham Greene's nonfiction book, Getting to Know the General, came out many years later, it was dedicated to the friends of my friend, Omar Torrijos, in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Panama.